A comprehensive look at a well-known predator of the Gulf South and southeastern United States is found in a new book from Kelby Uchley. American Alligator documents the history of the reptile, its evolution and interaction with humans. Kelby, welcome and congratulations on the book.
Thank you, Bob.
What drew you to make a book about alligators and that being the subject?
Well, actually, the alligator book wasn't my original idea. I was approached by folks at the University Press of Florida, and they asked me to consider writing it, and I had to do some soul searching there to see if this might be a project that was right for me. But after thinking about it a while, I realized that actually during most of my career with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, I was actively involved in managing alligators or their habitat.
You mentioned, childhood memories of interacting with the gators. What do you recall about some of those experiences as far as in your professional career?
Well, in the introduction of the book, one of the things I mentioned is that I guess I was about 8 or 9 years old, and my dad walked in the house one day and dropped a burlap bag on the floor, and it croaked. And, of course, when I opened this up, it was baby alligators. And I kept those alligators for several years before releasing them. And that's what really one of the things that really turned me on to biology and wildlife in general, I think. Later on in my career, I was involved in research, particularly when I was stationed at Lacassine National Wildlife Refuge in southwestern Louisiana. Doing some groundbreaking capture projects where we would catch all the alligators we could and mark them and turn them loose and then catch them again in later years, trying to determine things like growth rates and movement patterns and things like this.
Yeah, you mentioned the growth rates. I think it's interesting in part of the book, you write about the species evolving and growing. A unique story about Edward McElhaney trying to gauge the size of an alligator using the barrel of a shotgun, I believe.
Yeah. The a little backstory on that. Edward McElhaney was one of the folks who owned his family owned Avery Island, and quite wealthy people, prominent people within the state from the late 19th century up through the 1940s or so, I guess. But anyway, Edward has the reputation of being the person who allegedly killed the largest alligator on record. And this alligator was supposedly 19 feet 2 inches long. And I go into depth in the book about this particular story and how all this came about and how there's a good chance that this really might not be a valid record.
One thing I wanted to touch upon, Kelby, you mentioned the species as being a keystone species. Share on that reference.
Keystone species within the field of biology are those plants or animals who, if, for instance, are lost to that ecosystem, cause a cascade of events, usually detrimental events. And as an example, alligators are considered keystone species in many wetlands because they provide habitat for many other species by digging what most people call gator holes in the marsh, mm-hmm. which provide some of the only water available to turtles and fish during low water conditions. Keystone species are often predators, and they control other populations to keep their numbers from getting out of hand. And alligators are certainly a keystone species.
That's one of the things, too, talking about the overpopulation of nutria and how that is one of the things that alligators have as part of their diet.
Yeah, that's true. Alligators certainly love to eat nutria. Unfortunately, they're not able to totally eliminate nutria, which are an invasive species and cause a lot of damage to the marsh. But there would be a heck of a lot more nutria out there if there weren't for alligators.
Then when we talk about concerns for the future, chemicals, industry practices that go in and contaminate the water, how is that being addressed?
Well, one thing we need to remember is that by about 1960, throughout Alligator Range in the southeast, there were serious concerns that alligators were in danger of extinction. And in many areas, they were completely extirpated. And this was for a variety of reasons. Probably at that time, it was mostly because of illegal or unregulated hunting for their skins, but also because of loss of habitat and pollution of some of their habitat. They recovered primarily as a result of the Endangered Species Act that was formulated in the early 1970s. And there are now probably just about as many alligators around in most parts of its range as there were historically. But nonetheless, they are still very susceptible at this point in time to habitat loss. And we all know what's happening on coastal Louisiana in terms of the marshes that we're losing.
Well, the book is called American Alligator, and Kelby, you'll be presenting this coming up at the Art Crawl Thursday night. Tell us about that.
Yeah, I'll be at the upstairs gallery signing books and have copies for folks if anybody's interested. This book's been out about 2 weeks, and the Friends of Black Bayou gift shop also handles the books. As we know now, that place is, the doors are locked out there until government shutdown is resolved.
Kelby Uchley, the book is American Alligator, Ancient Predator in the Modern World. A fascinating and thorough look at the American alligator. Kelby, congratulations again, and thank you.
Thank you.